This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is a busy night in New York. Big guests on the show. Ashley Papa in the Ladies Lounge. We've got Ed Klein, the author, and maybe Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty all planning on joining us. So we welcome you to the studio here in New York. And, yes, it is a news-making night. Donald Trump says, no way, no how, not ever will I ever, 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 never, ever quit the presidential race. I have some thoughts about that, and we're actually going to delay the whole rest of the show because I feel like I have to address that. I really didn't want to spend tonight delving into the deep recesses of the 2016 because I feel like what's going on 90 minutes off our shore in the island of Haiti is so important, and the media has ignored it almost wholesale since it happened. But there are now, I'm told, nearing 1,000 people that have died from the disaster there. We're going to talk with Todd Chapman from our friends at Food for the Poor in just a bit. But let's go to the big board, because here's what we've got. Here's what we've got planned for you tonight. I don't know if we'll get to everything that we have planned for you tonight, but we've got, we're going to talk about Haiti. We're going to talk about the kids. We're going to talk about the families that have lost everything. Todd Chapman will be with us. Phil Robertson is scheduled to make an appearance with us tonight, and we hope that he is in fact able to do that. He's got a new movie called Torchbearer coming out that's going to be really cool. He went to Athens, Germany, Paris, a bunch of different places, and the theme of this film is really, really very, very different from what you expect from a big Hollywood star like him. Also on the set schedule for tonight, in the Ladies' Lounge, Ashley Papa is going to be with us. She's our relationship guru. She's going to talk about relationships, and then if he's able to join us, Ed Klein, before we're done, the Clinton biographer that has written more extensively about the Clintons than anybody else in the publishing world, and with the best resources of anybody that has ever written about them. So that's all straight ahead. But here's what I want to get to first, and I want to take your calls if you're willing to talk about it. If you're not, I understand. Some people are kind of distraught. It's been an ugly, 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 abysmally ugly 24 hours for the 2016 election campaign. Now, it's not just ugly for Trump, but it is much uglier for him because of the way the media is, of course, attacking these stories. A ton of emails have been released on Hillary Clinton, and so there is a lot of thousands of pages of stuff that have to be gone through in order to properly process and figure out what it is that has actually been revealed about Hillary, which we will get to. I'm confident that over the next few days, particularly those that have the resources to do it, will be going through these and calling what they need to be able to raise the right questions, particularly for tomorrow night's debate that is now taken on a whole new meaning because of the last 24 hours. But in the last 24 hours, we have seen nothing but coverage of Donald Trump's little guys only bus ride on the Access Hollywood bus. And in doing so, he was mic'd up, and in doing so, they had a tape of him saying some raunchy, disgusting, filthy, nasty, perverted things. Things that if somebody said them about me, saying, well, you know, I'll move in on Kevin's wife and I'll just kiss her and I'll just make her feel my presence and all this stuff that he said, I'd beat the living daylight out of him. But because our nation is a living hot pile of crap, this is now what we get to be treated to as news. We're not talking tonight about ISIS and what to do about it. We're not talking about the fact that the economy is in shambles and we need actual solutions to fix them. No, what we're talking about is someone's jockstrap in the locker room. And it will be a cold day in hell It will be when hell freezes over that I'm going to sit back and say, okay, I guess we got to let the most corrupt national security threat that's ever been run for president, well, I guess we have to let her have the presidency. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with Donald Trump, and I don't know what the calls for his calls to step down and let Mike Pence run or let somebody else be determined. I don't know whatever's going to come about that. But hear me clearly, America, a cold, rotting day in hell before I stand aside and say, oh, I'm just not going to vote. I'm just going to sit on the sidelines. I'm just going to let Hillary Clinton take our nation and flush it down the toilet. I'm sorry, in my book, what Donald Trump did was disgusting and putrid. It carries with it no class. And I have seen the very same conversation take place 1,000 times at water coolers in corporate offices and in places where I wouldn't expect it, even sometimes amongst church men that should know better than to say such things. The fact of the matter is most men are pigs if you separate them from the restraints that society naturally wants to put on them to in some way inform them to not be pigs. That's one of the reasons why marriage as an institution is so damn vital to our nation. Because marriage itself helps restrain the animalistic tendencies of men. It helps give security to women, and in that formulated relationship, you're able to then grow children. But I will be, hell will freeze over before I sit back and say, okay, some naughty talk on the bus means we get to give America to the most corrupt, satanic person that's ever run for president. It will not happen on my watch. Now, you may not be able to vote, and I don't judge you if you do. But today I've been asked 1,000 times, at least 1,000 times, what on earth, Kevin, are we supposed to do? And I don't have any advice for you. This is a personal decision between you and your conscience, okay? I'm not here to tell you that you're supposed to vote for Hillary or supposed to vote for Trump. I tell you what I know about them. I give you the information that is necessary to understand who they are, and then I ask you to make the best decision possible. But here's what I do know. I don't bear any grudge against people that are going to choose not to vote or vote third party or vote a write-in, because all of you are going to contribute to the same thing. But I'll bear no grudge against any of you that do it for real reasons of conscience. I can't tell you what to do. I can't make your decisions for you. And I certainly can't manipulate what God or somebody else may be influencing you to do. But I also understand many people have different levels of civics education. So I'm going to break some stuff down here for you in the next little bit. The math of the binary equation trips people up a lot, and it causes outcomes that are very unideal, less than optimal. The binary equation of a general election means you're working to elect him, or you're working to stop him, or you're working to elect her, or you're working to stop her. And the issue in my mind is you want to stop the greatest evil from gaining power. That's the rule of the general election, always voting against the worst option. My personal understanding, by the way, of biblical and moral teaching is that I am also to render to civil authorities what they are due, and I'm supposed to give to God what belongs to him. In America, we the people are actually the rulers. That means we have a responsibility to govern well and for the stewardship of all. That's what our obligation is, particularly if we're faith-based people. I also have an understanding of the election. I wrote about this in my first book, that anything that is not used to stop the greatest evil automatically advances that evil. It's my understanding that if you're not working to stop the evil from advancing, you're actually helping it to advance. What did Edmund Burke say? All that is necessary for evil to prosper is for good men to do what? Vote their conscience? No, to do nothing. That's all that's necessary for evil to prosper. Now, as I have said multiple times already, hell will literally have to freeze over before I sit back and allow the most criminal, rapist-defending, security-breaching, economically catastrophic progressive to ever run for president be given the reins, number one, of our national security secrets, and number two, to further her desires to increase funding for Planned Parenthood. She wants to quadruple what we give to Planned Parenthood. Right now, we give them $500 million a year. That's not enough for the bloodthirsty Hillary Clinton. She wants four times the number of dead babies. They kill about 387,000 a year. That's not good enough. She wants $1 million, too. On taxpayer money. I'm sorry. What Donald Trump has said and done in many ways and many times of his life has been disgusting and piggish. I would not defend it, and I would beat him down if he made that kind of advance on my wife or daughter. And I wouldn't feel bad about it. I'd kick his teeth in. But I am not going to sit back and say, because he talked like a locker room jerk on the bus when you had these guys egging him on and saying, hey, yeah, let's hear about all the dirty stuff you've ever thought about doing. Which, by the way, I don't know if there's any women that will confirm that he ever even did any of that. But we do know that Hillary defended rapists. We know that she stood by her husband and accused the women who came with charges against him when the evidence proved otherwise. This is a vital fight for the freedom of the free world, of the Supreme Court, of the fight against the terrorists. And I don't have time for foolishness. So I'm not going to judge people that tell me your conscience is truly torn. But to me, all effort must be put into defeating Hillary Clinton. And if Trump steps down and Pence takes control, I'm fine with that. Whatever it's got to do, she has to be stopped.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us as that live shot there on Biz TV is looking into Times Square. Pretty active party going on down there tonight, I guess. It's not bad weather in New York for this time of year. We're enjoying it pretty much. And, very weird, earth-shaking news day. But something, as I told you about, that I cannot let go is that no matter how much other stuff is being discussed today, it is I feel personally compelled to direct our attention to what has happened 90 minutes off our shore, because the American media complex has already forgotten about it, and the story has gotten worse and worse since the limited coverage they gave it earlier in the week. Joining me is Todd Chapman. He's a friend and also a spokesperson for Food for the Poor, and Todd joins us now via phone. I'm not sure exactly where he's joining us from. Todd, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
It's been a bad week in so many respects for people that were in the path of the hurricane. In reality, though, Haiti got a lot worse of the brunt than anybody else has that we have heard about so far to date. And yet it appears as though the American media, once it moved past Haiti, completely forgot all about what had happened down there. In fact, there are headlines I highlighted and showed people today that said, Haiti is suffering immensely. Where's the American media? It was almost impossible to find any mention of it anywhere. For people that are just listening to us for the first time tonight, and maybe they haven't seen anything, what has happened, and what can you tell us about the condition of what people are going through down there?
Well, earlier this week, Haiti, of course, caught the full brunt of Hurricane Matthew when it was still a Category 4, actually had just been downgraded from a Category 5 when it slammed into the southwestern peninsula of Haiti, the Tiburon Peninsula, and it was packing winds of 145 miles an hour, heavy rainfall of at least 25 inches, up to 40 inches in some areas, and it just absolutely decimated Haiti. At this point, 350,000 people estimated to be displaced on that southern peninsula, particularly in the towns of Jeremy and Lacai, the two bigger cities in that part of Port-au-Prince. Jeremy was pretty much just leveled. I was looking at information today and reports that we're getting out of there now that our people are able to get in there. The majority, virtually all of the homes and all of the buildings in Jeremy have been leveled. And, Kevin, the real, as if this wasn't tragic enough, let's rewind about 3 years. About 3 years ago, Haiti went into a drought condition because of El Nino. And so for 3 years, their food supply has just been continuing to dwindle. And Food for the Poor had been addressing that over the last year, especially sending in extra shipments of food and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, that southwestern peninsula was the most fertile portion of Haiti remaining, and now it's been completely wiped out. What crops they did have are gone. The livestock that was down there is gone. And so now, in the wake of this hurricane, on top of the damage, Haiti is just going to be reeling even more because of a lack of food.
Right. Well, just before this all took place, in the month of August, I had the opportunity to work with Food for the Poor, as did some other colleagues in talk radio, but addressing the drought issue that you just mentioned. And it was brought to my attention during that work that nearly 15% of the population, a little more than 1.5 million people, actually were under what sociologists would categorize as starvation. That's the state that they're living in, with nearly half the population, so close to 50%, being significantly undernourished. And then, as you said, the only place that was somewhat fertile and able to grow some crops was the peninsula that just got the bejeebus kicked out of it this week. And so what we really want to do is say, what can we do to help and how can we help? Obviously, some of my listeners may not know anything about Food for the Poor, so I want you to tell us about what they do and why you're there and how long you've been there, etc. But let me give a phone number where people, if they want to make a difference right now, you can pick up a phone and call 855-907-4673 on any phone that will work, 855-907-4673. You could also, if you're on a cell phone, hit #250, and when the prompt comes back, it'll be a little verbal prompt, just say Haiti, and it'll connect you to the Food for the Poor operator, and then you could give a gift that way. But 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. We're talking about 1.5 million people starving. Now, on top of that, the only food that was being produced, it's pretty much wiped out. Livestock was drowned. Houses blown apart. Todd Chapman, where will my listeners and viewers' gifts tonight go to? What will it help accomplish if they give those gifts?
Well, right now, we actually just loaded up six barges six container loads of supplies. And this is food, bottled water, canned food, medicines, blankets, batteries, just, you know, relief supplies. And we actually are having to ship those via barge from Port-au-Prince around to that southwestern peninsula, because the only big road that, you know, could handle that truck traffic into that southwestern peninsula was wiped out. The bridge over one of the rivers was wiped out. So we had to resort to getting a barge to take those supplies in. So that's in route right now, and that's what part of your gift is just going to go to provide immediate supplies. But the lion's share of people's gifts, we're going to allocate toward food because that's going to be the big need, immediately and also going forward. We just ordered in an additional 2 million pounds of food. It's shipping out. It shipped out yesterday from Miami. And, I know that seems like it's a long ways away, but it's really not, because it's only about 600 miles, nautical miles down to Port-au-Prince. So we can have that on station there very, very quickly. On top of that, we've got food supplies coming in from points all over the world. It'll be shipped directly to Haiti. And so it's just real important, Kevin, that we keep the food flowing into Haiti, because they need it now, and they're going to be needing it a year from now.
Yeah.
You know, again, this is a long-term problem.
Well, people were already starving to death, and so now you take away their only sources of additional food, and it's just going to get worse. And you've got some great partners. The government of Taiwan is shipping extra rice. The Hormel company is shipping extra things of canned meats, and there's a lot of things that are being donated by big partners, but it still costs a great deal to get them there. But with the donations and with the partnerships, you can actually feed 1,000 meals for $60. So I want people to understand that. And 95%, 96% of everything you give to Food for the Poor, they can prove it to you, goes to the project that you give to. So please be generous and call that number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Or if you've got your smartphone, hit #250. Friends, it's urgent. Children are dying, and every day that they don't get food, it is worse. And this is just a huge emergency. Nearly 1,000 people now confirmed dead, according to the news agencies, when early on it was just thought that only a handful had been hurt in that way. And we still suspect that with the cholera and other things that it's going to get worse. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Coming right back, Radio Night Live with Todd Chapman and Kevin McCullough when we continue.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you here in New York on Radio Night Live. If you're watching on Biz TV Coast to Coast, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue, I believe, although it's such a blurry focus. I don't know. Normally the cameramen do better than that. They must be sleeping tonight. I'm not sure. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. Yeah, it's a news-making night. We're going to talk more about Trump. And it's relationship night. Ashley Papa is going to be with us at the top of the next hour. But I could not let myself go even one episode here on Saturday without drawing attention to what is happening on the little island nation of Haiti. Now, you know that I'm biased on this. I have a son that's from there. I adopted him from there. I have been on the island multiple times, sometimes with our guest, Todd Chapman, who is joining us tonight, sometimes with other groups. I have worked in the along the coastlines. I've worked further inland. I've helped build houses. I've helped encourage people that are going through really tough times. And every time I go there, I feel guilty for returning to the U.S., to returning to my abundance and at times having complaints about things. So it is with just great passion that I want you to catch the vision that I have, and I want you to help these beautiful, resilient people, because they literally do. They've lost everything. They are starving. They need our help, and they need help for a while. 1.5 million people technically starving before the hurricane set in, 50% of the population undernourished. And when it is so inexpensive to be able to help, you can actually provide meals, 1,000 meals for $60 through Food for the Poor. Todd Chapman is still with us. He is a spokesperson for Food for the Poor. You may not have heard of them, but they have the best record of any of the big ministries in terms of what you send them, in terms of how they spend it and what they spend it on. And Todd, just by way of some of those strategic partnerships, you guys are able to do so much more than so many of the other groups, but it's also because you've been around for a while. Talk about why in Haiti it matters so greatly that you guys are there, even more so than the Haitian government.
Well, Food for the Poor is 34 years old. 30 of those years we've been working in Haiti. And Haiti is a notoriously difficult country in which to transact business. Really, it's a difficult country to do anything. The government is notoriously corrupt and has been for decades. You know, you've got just massive problems in Haiti. And so it's really hard to get anything done there easily. But Food for the Poor, because of, you know, just we've been there for three decades now. And I think it's because people have seen the difference that we've made in their country, government officials all the way down to civilian people. You know, they recognize the Food for the Poor logo. They recognize that we don't have an agenda other than to love and help the people of Haiti. And so we've been able to cut through all of the bureaucracy and the red tape and the just the bad stuff in the government there. And we don't pay import tariffs. We have tremendous infrastructure. We have 2,600 distribution points for food all across the nation of Haiti. In Port-au-Prince alone, out of our headquarters, we feed 15,000 meals every day, Monday through Friday. Mm. I'm sorry, Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week. We've built more homes in Haiti than any other nonprofit operating down there. We've, just since the tragic earthquake of 2010, Food for the Poor, thanks to our donors, have provided clean, safe drinking water for over a million people, just in the last 6 years. And, you know, I think the bottom line, Kevin, is we love Haiti. We're not going to give up on Haiti, regardless of how hopeless it seems, how dark it gets. We are there for Haiti. And, but again, we can only do that because we have amazing donors. We, at any given time, we have about 2 million donors that support the work that we do, and we don't get any big government grants or anything like that. It's just everyday people our listeners that give $50, $200, $500. That's what keeps us going.
Well, and let's talk about something that's really ugly. After the 2010 earthquake, a dead disease, more or less, called cholera came back. In kind of raging fashion, hundreds of thousands of people died from it. It appears as though it has reset in following the hurricane. And this is a tough one because it multiplies in dirty water sources. One of the things that their gifts will help supply tonight would be AquaTab tablets to help clean water that is dirty. Explain how it works.
Yeah, it's basically a simple tablet that you just dissolve in a gallon of water, and it purifies anything bad in the water, makes it drinkable. I've seen, you know, buckets of water pulled out of the ugliest, dirtiest creeks, and you throw AquaTab in there, and people can drink it and not have any problems. But, yeah, Kevin, after the earthquake, 10,000 people died from cholera. We've already gotten reports of fatalities from cholera, and it's only been days since the hurricane. That's just going to get worse because you've got ocean water, you've got flood water. Haiti has a very inadequate sewage system.
Right.
They virtually have
We're short on time, Todd. So, there's also a Zika problem, and there's other things. Friends, your gifts are going to make these emergency survival packages possible, and the number is on the screen if you're watching on Biz TV, but let me give it to you if you're listening by way of radio. It's 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. If you've got the cell phone, you can hit pound
250, and just when they ask you for the keyword, just say Haiti, and it'll connect you right away. 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman, thanks for what you're doing. Coming right back in New York. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
1681. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. And, of course, that means that it's Saturday night again. And it is a big news night, and we've had a lot of news over the weekend. The last 24 hours has been really rough on the campaign. Some of you have wanted to weigh in on this. In fact, let's real quickly take the call from Louisville, listening on AM 970 The Answer. Brian is with us tonight. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm pretty fired up. I hope that we can get the right help to Haiti, and I hope that we don't ruin our nation in this election coming up.
Well, I don't know how much time you have here. I'm trying to make my point real quick. This phone call is probably not going to end on a good note. I mean, I hope it does. Look, Kevin, I agree with you a lot. I'm Republican, conservative. Trump is not my guy, and there's various reasons. I really am disappointed that you and other conservatives on the radio are not pushing down ballot Republicans instead of trying to make Trump look more evil or make Clinton look more evil than Trump.
Brian, this is a national show. I on my local shows in New York every day, I talk to the people that are running for Senate and Congress and the state seats. The idea that I'm not pushing down ballot Republicans is absurd, and anybody that listens to me knows that. I can't push all of the down ballot Republicans on my national show.
Okay, now look, I'm not, let me back up. Just stop making Clinton look like the devil.
She is.
She's not.
She's pledged to quadruple Planned Parenthood funding. She wants 387,000 dead children to be turned into 1.2 million every year. I'm sorry. She has a thirst for Kitty's blood, and I don't think that that's a good thing. I think that that is pretty satanic.
So you trust Donald Trump? I mean, really, you trust him?
I didn't in the primary. I didn't in the primary. I fought very hard for Ted Cruz. But let me tell you this. I know Mike Pence. I know Kellyanne Conway. I know the list of people that he's put on the list for the judges. Personnel is policy, said Ronald Reagan. He may not be perfect. He's still trying to find his way. He's done disgustingly piggish, repulsive things. But it's not just him. No, listen, Brian. It's not just, you don't just elect the candidate. When Hillary Clinton takes office, she will sit at the White House desk, but there will be 3,000 other people that she will assign jobs to. You're not just getting one person. You get an entire administration. And instead of Mike Pence, you get Tim Kaine. And instead of a Kellyanne Conway, you get Huma Abedin.
Kevin, look at his campaign. It's a mess. Do you really believe that electing this guy...
I don't know what's going to happen. You're trying to make me say that I'm supporting Trump. I don't know what's going to happen with Trump. But I will do everything I can. I will do everything I can. I will scorch the planet to stop Hillary Clinton.
Kevin, I don't know how you can do that and look at yourself and say I'm a conservative with a principle. You cannot do that. Trump is a disaster.
If you vote for Hillary Clinton, Brian, you deserve what you get.
I'm not voting for either of these candidates.
If you do anything, if you don't do what you can to stop her, you are contributing to her campaign. That's the way the binary math works.
Ballot. That's why I'm voting down ballot, Kevin.
You're still voting in the presidential election. If you sit out, if you vote third party, if you write in, you do any of those. You abstain, you write in, you vote third party. You're still voting for Hillary Clinton. That's the way the binary math works.
I have principles. I'm sorry, I have morality and principles.
So your principles are leading you to elect Hillary Clinton because that's what you're helping do.
But Trump is just as immoral as Clinton, and you cannot defend the fact that he is not.
I am not saying that he is my cup of tea, but I like the people around him a heck of a lot more than I like anyone near her.
See, you're dodging it, Kevin.
I'm not dodging it. I am telling you he's done repulsive things. He's also apologized. I don't know if that apology was real. Time will tell. But I do know this. If he took a bullet on day two and Mike Pence became president, it'd be a heck of a lot more conservative country than if Hillary Clinton falls over from a Parkinson's attack on day two and Tim Kaine is made president. You can't stay in a hole and hide your head. I won't let you. Thanks for the call, Brian. 888-340-3373. Can't do it. Can't do it. You can say you're not voting. Just understand that when you choose not to vote, you're helping Hillary. You can say you're voting third party to assuage your conscience. And you can do that. Just understand that in binary math, that's helping Hillary. Whenever you sit out, whenever you vote third party, whenever you write in the general election of the United States, you're always helping the worst candidate. Every time.
And this year we have two particularly bad candidates, and it's just a much worse choice between the two options. But I've said this same speech when the Mitt Romney I didn't particularly care for was running against Barack Obama. I've given the same speech when the John McCain I didn't particularly care for was running against Barack Obama. I said the same speech when George Bush disappointed me, but he was running against John Kerry. This is not a mystery. If you're not working to stop the worst option, you're helping to elect them. I don't like what Trump said 11 years ago. He said he apologized. Some people are saying that apology doesn't mean anything. Okay, you're allowed to think that. You're allowed to make the decision that you want. But I won't let you not understand the circumstances of what your choice means. Still your choice. You pick and choose what you want to do. But if you sit out, if you write in, if you do anything except try to stop her, you will be helping her. And that doesn't mean you have to support Trump. If Trump steps down and they name Cruz and Pence as the ticket, go for it. Just understand your actions, whether they are proactive or reactionary, have consequences. And the Supreme Court, the Benghazi families, and the aborted kids of the next generation all will pay the price if we choose poorly. Line two, Kevin in the Bronx. Hi.
Kevin, same name. Yeah, Mr. McCullough, I'd like to thank you for having me on the air. This is my first time here. And I would like to say, what would Ted Cruz be like if he were the nominee of the Republican nomination for president? Well, we wouldn't be hearing all this stuff like we're hearing now.
Oh, you wouldn't have heard? Yeah, no, not at all, because what you would have been looking at is someone that's spent his life defending the Constitution and articulating policies that actually reinforce the Constitution for the people of the United States. Look, I was a Cruz guy in the primary. Trump's a disaster. Yeah. He's an absolute, like, he didn't know anything, but he's trying to apply himself. He's trying to get on top of the policy stuff, and it's one or the other. One of them's going to be president. And hell will freeze over before I just sit back and say, okay, let's give it to Hillary. Thanks for the call, Kev. I appreciate it. 888-340-3373.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Kevin McCullough. It's live from New York, Radio Nightline. And we got some music from the Hot Sardines. Well, we did. It disappeared. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's nice if we can have our house band heard. Let's give some music there. Yeah, there we go. Okay. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Glad to have you with us. We're talking about the top story of the weekend, 24 hours ago, Trump. Music's gone again. It just keeps doing that. How does it do that? We're at the end of the hour. We sometimes let the bumper play. It's okay. Okay, so here we go. He has been outed on a tape that is 11 years old. And he has been found to be a knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing locker room jerk. It's disgusting. It's piggish. Talked about pushing himself off on married women. And there's no woman that if you're a celebrity that you can't get. By the way, I've heard multiple celebrities say this. And almost every time they have, and some of these celebrities I've known very well. When they have said such things, I have been quick to remind them that the women that they are talking about is made in the image and by the Creator God. That usually shuts them up. But when guys get together, shockingly, and they think they're alone, sometimes they speak this way. I hear it at the water cooler. I hear it in different settings. And I'm not perfect. I do try to draw people's attention to something else. But, friends, if we go through this pointing the finger at Trump and saying, oh, he's terrible, and look at what a horrible sinner he is, we will really miss the point, by the way. I've got a whole article on this coming out in townhall.com tomorrow. You can see a sneak preview of it at thebingethinker.com. If we point to him and say, sinner, 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 and don't recognize that every man walking the planet has believed, said, or thought things similarly, then we're just idiots. Because we have. If you're male, you've said things, thought things, at the very least, thought them, that went along these lines. We should take self-inventory of what we need to do differently. Lots of you want to weigh in on this. I see the calls. We've got a packed show. We're going to try to get to as many of you as we can. But I need to tell you that I am grateful for the partnership of MyPillow. MyPillow is making sure that you have the best night's sleep every single night. That's why they are offering four pillows for the price of just one. And if you call my number tonight, you're going to get that offer, 800-506-2641. Buy one premium pillow, then you'll get a second premium pillow at no additional cost, and they will also throw in two of the Go Anywhere travel pillows. I take them with me everywhere. They help me get REM cycle sleep the first time every time. And if you've never tried the pillow, they'll let you try it for 60 days, money back, full refund if you don't like it. And if you keep it, they're going to guarantee that pillow for 10 years. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641.
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
8-6.